Folks, welcome back to another episode of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I am your host, Roy. Okay, I just want you to know there was a little cut there, but I had to cut out a part of me doing Chris Rock doing a guest spot on Game of Thrones. That may be put back in later, but I just didn't like how it fit in there. Problem was that I did have... The Chris Rock sounded good, but now that I'm doing it right now, I don't know, it sounds more like Chappelle. Like, it's going to Chappelle. So I'm gonna maybe, when I do some cuts in here, maybe try to practice it. There's some noise in the background, just pay no attention to those. That's it's not my washing machine, it's actually my robot I'm working on. It's a new year, folks. You gotta make them robots to help out, you know, help out around the house. You know what I'm saying? Whew! Let me kick things off with the Lightning here. Currently in a battle with the Canucks over there. They're in Tampa tonight, facing, like I said, Vancouver Canucks. Tied at after the first period. Nothing. Live updates throughout the show. Live from me. Like, if you were in here listening to me talk, if you were in the room, if you were in the studio, that is... lucky enough to be in the studio. In studio with Saves! It would be live, but you'll be hearing this tomorrow. So they're 0-0 at the end of one. The Lightning really kind of pulled away, had some cushion between them and Detroit, but kind of fell back. Currently at this point, they are first in the Atlantic Division. 62 points with Detroit with 61 right behind them, snipping their stinky assholes, and Montreal with 59. Tampa, last 10 games, they're 7-3, which ain't bad, but then you got Detroit doing the same thing, 7-3. So they're not doing much to pull away, which is upsetting because they always seem like they're going to, you know, they get 3, 4, 5 points ahead and then they just kind of fall apart. They just don't like, they want to make it exciting, okay? After the All-Star break, let's stop with the exciting and just fucking plow through because I'm sick of, you know, this bullshit. I'm sick of the bullshit. It's going to close up the Lightning. What else can you say? They're playing well. The forecheck's great. Oh, fucking hey, the fucking forecheck, dude. That's all I hear down at the bar, the fucking forecheck, bro. So they're doing well. Let's pop on over to football. I got a lot of football. Actually, instead of football, let me get the Rays out of the way because football is going to take up most of that stuff, even though none of it's Tampa related. But hey, what the hell can I talk about for the Bucks? Rays not doing too much. Not picking anyone up. They're really going to be hanging their hats on fucking hoping all the prospects that they picked up. Prospects. That's what they're fucking. That's what they're hoping pans out. They just announced today, February 21st. That's not today. They just announced that on February 21st, Rays Fan Fest, which is going to be free. It's free. Free parking, too. So if you need a place to park and you want to go somewhere else, park there and just say you're going to the Fan Day, Fan Fest over there at the Trop. A good area. Some great bars around there. So if you want to... speaking of bars... I'm back on the wagon. I fell off the back of the wagon. Luckily, a crate of booze fell off with me, and I was able to keep myself hydrated to wait for the next wagon to come around, and then I hopped back on that one. So, no, and this isn't like I'm fucking out, like, I booze it up every night, and I'm sucking dudes' dicks for, like, a fucking Coors Light, okay? It's just health reasons. Yeah, my blood pressure's through the roof. Get a little bit of a belly here. A little bit of a belly. That's what happens when you go nuts. You go nuts. Caught up to me fast. A little too fast, if you ask me. That's the reason. I've had people ask me, you know, kind of whispers. You hear whispers. But I'm fine. Everything's fine, except for everything. Everything's not fine. But in the boozing category, I'm doing great. I'm doing just wonderful. Back to the Fan Fest. I'm sure there'll be booze there, and I will be going. It probably won't be... they won't have booze, will they? There's too many kids around fucking throwing balls, trying to dunk Longoria. They probably won't have booze there, so I might not go. Sleepy time tea. That's the way you gotta keep the action. You gotta keep the fucking momentum. Get pumped up. You drink sleepy time tea with honey in it. little fucking wildflower, honey. So yeah, I will be hitting that up. I think everyone else should go out and check it out. They're gonna have games, get some autographs if you're into that kind of thing. Got my little notepad here. It's great. I like writing stuff down instead of having a fucking typer. Okay, why don't I plop on over to football now? Football! I don't know. Football, that's all I got. Where should I start? Let's start with head coaching jobs here. Got Jack Del Rio, defensive coordinator, moving from the Broncos to the head coaching job over there in Oakland, the Raiders. And then John Fox, who left the Broncos, he's like, fuck off, Elway, I'm done. One John to another, fuck off. He's going to fuck off over there to Chicago, to the Bears, who I think he's going to do a good job there, maybe turn them around. Kubiak, offensive coordinator from the Ravens, going to the Broncos. Yet to be seen whether or not Peyton Manning will be sticking around. But Kubiak, he did a good job there with not too much on the offense over there for the Ravens. But we'll see how that pans out for the Broncos. I mean, let's be honest. If Peyton goes, I don't know. And then you got Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas, both contract years. They're fucking done. Can you keep both of them? I don't know. Then you got Jim Tomsula, defensive line coach for the 49ers, moving on up, way up. You go from defensive line coach to head coach. That's pretty good. They got to put some faith in him. So we'll see how that pans out. The only open job at this point is the Falcons, and it looks like it's probably going to be defensive coordinator Dan Quinn for the Seattle Seahawks, who are in the Super Bowl. And what a fucking atrocious game that was. Oh, jeez. I wanted the Packers. I don't like Seattle. I apologize. I don't like bandwagon fans. It just seems like no one liked them, and then all of a sudden, they're the loudest stadium ever. Oh, we're so loud. It's fucking annoying. I don't like people when they jump on. That's why you gotta get on the Bucks now. Get on the Bucks when they suck. Right now. Because next year they're going to fucking turn around. You're going to be with. That fucking train's a-leaving, folks. That fucking train is a-leaving. And you're going to be running back there stuck in the dust kicking rocks. Okay? Don't fucking be one of those cunts out there. Okay? Don't be a cunt. Get on the bandwagon. Get on the bandwagon while the bandwagon's good. Okay? Well, the bandwagon's bad. That's why there is no bandwagon. It's just become a fan now. Seahawks, Patriots. I'm not going to give my prediction yet, but can you guess which way I'm going to swing? I'll leave that for next time. More NFL news. Rex Ryan there. Already running his fat mouth there in Buffalo. Guaranteeing a playoff berth, basically. And already saying that he's gunning for the Patriots. Which he went to a better team. He did go to a better team. A more rounded team. Defense great there up in Buffalo. So we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully he didn't kick our ass too bad. I like that he's still stuck around. Yeah, nice move, Rex. Nice move there, Rex Arillo. So let me get to some quick Bucks news. They're kind of rounding out the coaching staff. The QB coach is out, which it would have been nice to have someone who really knew the play system there. But same with the offensive coordinator. But they, you know, they'll get around to it here. And they're already saying at this point, I'm seeing a lot of the mock drafts, which are just that, mock drafts, saying that the Bucks can, should, and may, will pick up Jameis Winston. I didn't watch too much of the guy in college ball. I just didn't do it. Why would I? But they're saying he's probably the best fit. Mariota falling way down in the mock drafts. Why? I don't know. I'm guessing after that loss in the in the championship game against Ohio State. They're saying he's going to drop all the way down to, I'm not sure the number of the pick, but it's wherever the Kansas City Chiefs fall. That's who they're saying is probably going to pick him up. Which I don't agree with it, because they're saying, you know, hey, fucking Andy Reid, he's going to pick him up, and he's going to fucking mold him into the best quarterback ever, let him sit on the bench for fucking 3 years. You know? That's what they're saying is going to happen, but who knows? I don't like Winston. I don't like his demeanor. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm doing like a thing, you know, when Letterman tells the top 10, You know, top 10 reasons not to poop your pants. And then once he's finished, you kind of scribble off on the paper. You rip it off like this, and you crumple it and throw it at the camera. Like, or something like that. I'm trying to work something. Throw it at the microphone. Like, how'd that? Was that good? Is that good out there? Okay. What else do I got here? This fucking... I got Michael Moore's name written down on my fucking paper because I think he's a piece of shit. This fucking bitch. He's a bitch. He fucking little twit gets on a little Twitter machine. Everyone's attacking this American Sniper movie. Now, apparently, they just found out about it. Just found out about this guy because of the movie, because no one pays attention to anything unless it's in a movie. You know, even though this has been happening since fucking, I don't know, 2002, 2003. Yeah, I don't know, these fucking people is fucking... Go shut your goddamn mouth around your fucking hoagie, you fat-faced piece of shit. Fucking Michael Moore, go back, stick to making movies, okay? He's sitting here calling snipers cowards, that fucking nobody fucking piece of shit. Go make another fucking conspiratorial fucking movie, which I do love conspiracies, but I don't like your fat face, okay, you piece of shit. Okay, I don't want to get too crazy with the thing, but to fucking attack, he's sitting here saying, oh, my uncle was killed by a fucking sniper, and he calls snipers cowards. You know what that fucking German soldier was doing? He was doing his fucking job just like this fucking guy was doing. He was doing what he was fucking told. Okay, war's not fucking good. You don't have to fucking agree with the killing and shit, but guess what? Don't fucking talk shit about the people who are fucking out there fighting for you. Okay, while you're sitting there stuffing your fucking face with snack cakes like the piece of shit that you are. Okay, I'll end it there. Not the whole podcast, just me pissing into Michael Moore's asshole. Pop on over to another piece of shit. I was reading this article here about Adrian Peterson, and it said that he had scoffed in an interview when asked about a pay cut to stay with the Vikings. Listen, Adrian, if you expect to be with any team next year, you're going to have to take a big pay cut because people usually don't like to put people on their payroll who beat their kid so hard it rips their scrotum open. So you're probably going to want to take a little pay cut if you want to play again, because I don't see you making too many appearances, doing any going out in public speaking events. You're not going to do it. So yeah, just take the fucking pay cut. I really hope people, I'm sitting at the bar and people are saying the Pat should pick him up. I don't fucking want him there. I don't fucking want him there. And goddammit, I guarantee Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft don't fucking want him there, okay? They don't want that kind of shit. Ray Rice, he's trying to fucking, I want my fucking money, I want this, I want that. He may get paid because whatever the fucking legal reason is in the NFL, whatever the fuck they do, I don't know. He probably will get paid, but he probably won't get fucking picked up. Unless he's going for like league minimum, I don't think anyone's going to fucking pick him up. But hey, you still got the broads out there in Baltimore wearing Ray Rice jerseys, so I could be wrong because people are fucking morons, apparently. Not apparently, it's obvious. Obviously people are fucking morons. Let's support people who beat women. That's what we're going to keep doing. But we do it anyways, you know. I mean, Chris Brown got an Emmy. I mean, not an Emmy. Did he get an Emmy too? Got a fucking a Grammy after he fucking headbutts Rihanna. And, you know, everyone yells at him a little bit. Hey, come on, don't do that. And then they give him a fucking award. Basically, here you go. All is forgiven. You're good, Chris. You can dance around. Little twinkle toes there. Dance around on stage, singing nice. Punch whatever woman in the face you want, apparently. That is what we are telling to... If you got money. Now listen, if you're poor, don't hit a woman because you're going to be fucked. Like, they're going to string you up. Just don't hit women anyways. But like, if you... Unless you're rich, like, you're not going to get away with it. Like, you can get away with it if you got some money in the bank account. So that, just a heads up here. From me and my sleepy time tea. This episode is brought to you by Sleepy Time Tea. The sleepiest tea there will ever be. Also, I'll close out the podcast here with another, some bad news here. For Florida, Tampa Bay residents. Basically what's going on is, the Florida Retail Federation is filing a suit against the department, the State Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Basically, what's going on, they want to shut down all the breweries, the brew pubs that brew in-house. Tampa Bay Brewing Company, be Southern Brewing, which we do a lot on our Drink Tampa Bay. You got Cigar City, not Florida Avenue, because they already distribute through Pepin. Basically, what they want to do is the rule was made up in 1984. Basically, that's back when Anheuser-Busch owned Busch Gardens, and they wanted it so you could brew in-house and sell it on the premises, which is what they used to do at Busch Gardens when Anheuser-Busch, right there, obviously, when they owned Busch Gardens. So they would brew the beer on site and they would sell it on site. And that's when that kind of rule was adopted, law, rule, whatever you want to call it, because they wanted to sell it at the theme park. And at the point, you know, there weren't these problems, quote-unquote problems, for them to deal with the craft breweries and stuff, selling the stuff in-house, brewing it right there and fucking putting it in a keg and sticking it right under the counter and pumping it. Nice frosty fucking beverage for yourself there. Basically what they want to do, they're saying this fucking bastard, this fucking twat. Let me find his fucking name. Is it Cunt? Yep, it's Cunt. Yeah, it's just Cunt. He's basically the CEO of the company, the Cunt Corporation, that is filing the lawsuit for, who would have thought, Anheuser-Busch, Coors, Miller, all the big ones. Basically, what they want to happen is they don't want these brew pubs, like I said, Tampa Bay Brewing Company, Cigar City, Southern Brewery, Angry Chair, number of other ones. They don't want them to be able to brew it in-house and serve it in their establishments. Even if it's a restaurant, like a Cigar City or Tampa Bay Brewing Company. What they want to happen is they can brew it there, but they will need to sell it, you know, get a distributor, give it to them, and then the distributor will hike up the prices and they will buy it back. And then they can serve it there. That's basically that's what it comes down to. The guy's not going to fucking say that, but that's what's going to happen. So there's a little crowdfunding thing going on to help with the legal costs. I'll put the link up there. I've donated some money. I think you should all go out there, support your local brewers, local breweries, because basically what it comes down to is they're losing money. Because no one wants to drink their shitty skunk piss beer anymore. So they want to shut down all the little breweries who are making fucking amazing beer, groundbreaking beer, and it's not just some guy who pissed on his t-shirt after working out in the sun all day and let it sit there overnight and then wring it out into a fucking bottle. That's the equivalent of what those fucking cunts are selling. Okay, that's basically what they're selling. And people don't want it anymore. Okay, my dad used to fucking drink Budweiser. That's all he would fucking drink. And now he drives to fucking Vermont to pick up fucking IPAs and shit from local brewers up there. So he lives in New Hampshire. He's not in Florida. Okay, he's not that crazy. Just goes across the border to pick up a case or two. He didn't actually do that. I don't think, can you transport that much? I don't know. I may have to start a crowdfunded thing to help get my dad out of jail now. Fight those legal costs. Fight the power, Dad. But yeah, that's what it comes down to. People don't want to drink shitty beer, and they're trying to shut down the people who are making great beer. So yeah, I'll put the link to the crowdfund. I don't know what they do on the internet, okay? I don't know. I just look at boobies on the internet. So I'm going to put the link to that if you want to donate. If not, go to your local brewery and get yourself a nice pint. I think that's going to do it for me, folks. Not too much sports on here. I don't know, what are we talking about? The Rays aren't doing anything. The Bucks, it's going to be slow. This weekend, I believe Saturday, is the North-South game, basically the college all-star game type thing, Pro Bowl. So there's going to be a lot of teams there. Bucks will be represented. They're going to be checking out who they can pick up. These are like the guys who like not too many people are talking about. Because the ones that they are talking about are not seniors. So these are the guys coming out last year of college, and they're trying to get signed by a team in the draft when the draft comes around in, I believe, March. Did they move it to March? I don't know. I can't remember, but they're always fucking moving around. Whatever makes them the most money. So, I don't know what to talk about. I'm going to talk about different issues, I guess. And then throw a little... It's basically going to be Roy bitches about stuff for about, 15 minutes. And then the other 5 to 10 minutes, I'll talk about sports. Hopefully that doesn't bother you. I'm going to get you your sports news. And I'm going to get you your fucking Tampa Bay sports news. But there's just got to be some news. You know, there's got to be some fucking news. Here's some news for you. Tampa Bay up 1-0. About 2.5 minutes left in the second period. Let's go Tampa Bay Lightning. Hold on to that fucking lead. Please. Please. You can't afford to blow this one. Well, folks. Now I'm serious. I'm done. I'm going. I'm getting sleepy. This tea's really working. Sleepy time tea. That's for me. I'll catch you later, folks. Oh, wait. Look at this guy. Motherfucker look like Andre the Giant got in a fight with a lawnmower. Then I pace back and forth across the stage holding like the holding the mic cord, and I go, you do the Chris Rock thing. He's kind of gritting his teeth, walking back and stalking the stage. You know how he does. Okay, that was Chris Rock either doing stand-up, or it's when he runs into Hodor doing a guest spot on Game of Thrones. Folks, I'm done. I promise. This has been your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I'm your host, Roy, and keep it stonking. In studio with Sames.